Well, it's quite extraordinary, to be quite honest with you. It's really emotional to see the coming together of huge members of the community to provide this concert. I mean, we're now at the end of a day long, well, what, 6 hours of really top class music from some of the world's artists who are here. But most of all, this has been put together by the community in a response to the community itself. As the Red Cross, all we do is we work together with other community organisations, and we're pleased to be able to do that with people like yourselves in the media who have done so much to highlight the plight of the people, particularly in Agen. And giving this support is tangible evidence of how strong a bond there is in the community here. And while I have the opportunity, I suppose I would draw attention to the fact that the government has mandated the Irish Red Cross to implement a number of schemes to help alleviate the hardship that the business community and households and others are experiencing, and they can see on the website the way to apply for those grants. They've been used before in the flooding in the south of Ireland and in the Shannon Basin. So we would urge people who have been affected by this to apply as quickly as possible. It's a fairly straightforward, easy enough scheme, and we'll be anxious to help, as the government have been emphasising all along. I've had discussions with Minister Paul Keogh, who's our line minister, who is anxious to emphasise how important this particular scheme is to the community.
The government has mandated Red Cross to operate national schemes, but Red Cross is working locally on the ground as well, the Inishowen branch. And, I mean, all the more so remarkable what's being done locally, because the Red Cross in Inishowen lost their own headquarters.
Absolutely. I mean, when we heard that, you know, they're building their ambulances, their defibrillators, everything was just destroyed. But Barry O'Donovan and our national coordinator of units, Tony Laura, came up, worked with the local members here. They're out on the ground. They're going to stay out on the ground as long as it's necessary to remain so. And then when everybody else has been looked after, they will look after the rebuilding of their own headquarters, and we will be assisting them from headquarters in doing that.
And what the Red Cross is doing really is symbolic of what the community has been doing, and symbolic of the fact that the response to the flooding in Inishowen has brought out that sort of community response and that sense of solidarity that everyone is remarking on, and absolutely, is going to be what the recovery of Inishowen really is built on.
Well, I remember from my days as Minister for Community and Gaelic Affairs that I was put to the test by many organisations in this area over those years. I know how strong community organisations, how community facilities are used here. I mean, this premises that we're having the concert in tonight, it's a great example of what the community does when they bond together. Look, I could go on and I don't want to, but just really want to say how inspired I've been, along with Sheila Cannon, our National Secretary, who has been here, and our own local members, who have, as I said, selflessly worked and will continue to do that. And, you know, can I just, through them, thank everybody in Donegal for their generosity and their resilience, because that's what it's all about. You know, isn't it great that there were no fatalities? But on the other hand, isn't it great that, you know, the people are now getting back together from the awful trauma that they've had? And there is no doubt about it that losing your home, even temporarily, is a traumatic event in anybody's life. And I would call on all the services that are around the place, the health services, the education services, the school psychological services, all of those, they've all got a role to play. And we in the Red Cross will be there supporting them as well, and they will support us. We know that.